5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This lady's a genius. When I saw this viral video going around, I was like, wait a minute. Why didn't I think of that? And listen to this, Mom.
I feed my kids dinner at 3:30 every day, and here's why. When our kids get home from school, they are absolutely starving. So instead of allowing them to fill up on snacks, we feed them dinner. And because they are so hungry, they always finish everything that's on their plate.
That makes sense.
I mean, it does make sense in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously, she's home, right? So that's available to her. A lot of people, it wouldn't be available. A lot of times, you know, you're eating based, it's being dictated on what time your parents return or whatever. But, I mean, healthy-wise, I would think that that's better for the body, too. They eat earlier. Metabolism is better that time of day. Wow, they could just snack later.
It's so funny because I prefer to eat dinner. I'm like, I always say I'm like the early bird special.
Yeah.
I prefer to eat dinner. I call it my big meal of the day.
Yeah.
At 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then I'll have something small later on that night. And that's it. And I never thought about it because it's true. They come home. They're so hungry. They start grazing on the snacks.
Yes.
Next thing you know, I'm like, no, now it's dinner time. And right. They won't eat their dinner. I'm like, well, right. Because they just had like 3 bags of Little Muffins and a yogurt, you know?
How do you and your husband handle that, though? How does Paul do that? What time does Paul eat?
We're re-navigating everything now that school has started again. And it depends. My husband's schedule is, you know, sometimes he's home early, sometimes he's not home early. And so now it's every man for himself.
Right.
And I don't know if that's good or bad because
it's necessary
dinner.
At the moment.
Right.
But
whenever I feel like eating, I eat. And then usually around 6 o'clock, because in my head, dinner's at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when I make dinner for the girls and they'll, you know, I'll sit down with them while they eat. So we asked a couple of moms around the office what they thought about this and what time they eat dinner.
7:30.
Why do you eat dinner at 7:30?
Because I'm greedy and it's probably the best time because then I have time for myself.
This sounds crazy when she says it.
Yeah.
But I kind of understand because when I eat my food, I kind of want to be by myself. I get that. I understand wanting to eat by yourself.
I mean, she's a crazy person. She also told me that she eats like 3-4 times in the evening time. What time do you eat dinner?
Like 6 or so, 6:37. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why? Why do you eat at that time?
Oh, my gosh, because I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off all day. And I finally get home and I like to have a good meal for my family. So I won't do fast food.
I mean, that makes sense, too, is you need time to prepare everything.
Feels like a lot of pressure on yourself, though, huh? Like, I mean, she was saying it with a smile. I thought that, you know, she would be more tortured.
No, we call it the witching hour, a lot of us parents, between 4 and 7 p.m. with the kids.
Yeah.
When they're home from school and those times, like, it's chaos. It's complete chaos in the house, getting them to eat, getting them wind down, getting the homework done, all of it. But what I did, like, a scientific experiment on my Instagram.
Okay.
I posted and I asked all the parents, like, what do you do? And it was so fascinating how sports dictates when our kids eat.
Well, yeah,
and
you got to get the kids to those things, right to and from.
And I was shocked by how many people that have like kids in high school sports, they have dinner regularly at 9:30 at night. And I thought that was shocking. And then I realized this isn't so crazy. A lot of parents with younger kids do this exact same thing. Dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
So I guess you have to do what's right for you. Man, it's difficult to figure out. And then one friend, Natalie, you know what she said? She makes her kids eat the leftover stuff in the lunchbox when they get home from school. She won't give them something fresh. She makes them eat that. And
I
thought, that's an OG mom right there.
I know.
Because if I pulled out that nasty banana handed it to Dakota, my 5-year-old, and I said, eat this, I don't know what she would do.
If I had freedom of choice at that point, if I'm an adult, I'm leaving. All right? This is the end of this relationship. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.